5 years ago, on July 12, Israel began a war on Lebanon, which marked the start of the 33-day war that led to enormous civilian and material losses. Israeli officials at that time even promised to take Lebanon back to the Stone Age. Over 1,400 Lebanese civilians were killed as a result of the Israeli bombardment, and over 3,000 were wounded, most of them women, children, and elderly. A quarter of the Lebanese population was displaced, and the material damage inflicted cost Lebanon billions of dollars.
Attacks against civilians, against civilian targets, is a violation of international humanitarian law. It's a violation of laws of war also. On that one, nobody can, Israelis cannot deny that they kill a lot of civilians and cause a lot of civilian damages. And in most cases, the targets were not military.
Initially, Israel said this was in response to the abduction of two Israeli soldiers by Hezbollah in order to exchange them for Lebanese prisoners in Israeli jails. However, it soon appeared that other reasons and aims were behind this war. Many Western intellectuals and journalists have said that the war was premeditated and that Israeli officials had indeed informed their U.S. counterparts of their intention to strike Lebanon long before the abduction of the two Israeli soldiers. What seems to make this argument feasible are some statements by U.S. and Israeli officials at the time of the conflict. Out of all these statements, it was this one by the former U.S. Secretary of State, which stood out most of all.
It is time for a new Middle East. It is time to say to those who do not want a different kind of Middle East that we will prevail, they will not.
But to Washington and Tel Aviv's surprise, Hezbollah was able not only to confront the Israeli war machine, but also to create a balance of fear. In response to Israel's bombardment of Lebanon, Hezbollah fired rockets in an unprecedented way. Hezbollah also showed a capability of targeting Israeli tanks and even warships. According to experts, all this did indeed constitute a new Middle East, but not the one the U.S. and Israel had in mind.
The new Middle East that emerged from that was not one that the Israelis wanted. The Hezbollah that fought the Israelis in 2006 was a very different organization from the Hezbollah of 2000, when they were last fighting on a regular basis during the years of Israeli occupation. And in those 6 years, Hezbollah had improved its capabilities enormously in terms of training, tactics, strategy, as well as weapons.
Today, Israel still lives the repercussions of the war. Since 2006, it has been holding annual drills that stimulate an attack on its home front, in recognition that July 2006 changed Israel's military stance forever. The war in the summer of 2006 changed the direction of the Arab-Israeli struggle, taking it into a new stage where the Israeli military was no longer feared. The victory also meant a rise for the resistance bloc, a bloc which was now taken into serious consideration by the decision-makers and the major powers of the world. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Beirut.